This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We do it every day, and we're getting closer and closer to the finality of this season as we count down to the college football playoff. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We welcome in one of our favorite guys.
Yeah.
We love him. You love him. He is the voice of the SEC, Brad Nessler, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Ness, what's going on, man?
Carl, Mike, what's up, fellas?
Yeah, we were going to say, men want to be him, women want to be with him. He's Brad Nessler. Any choices? Hey,
wait a minute, don't say that. My wife's in the same room, and we're on speakerphone, Mike.
Well, it's damn, it's true, baby. What a season you've had, man. Obviously, some of the most watched games were calls that you had, the Tennessee game. And what do you think as Georgia evolved? I know you get to watch them almost every week, Brad. They just seem to get up for the big games, and they also are sluggish when they're playing lesser opponents.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think they're doing right now. You know, I think the friends of mine that are fans, I mean, big-time fans, they cry about games. They do all of that. They're still not happy with the national championship last year because they lost a game. You know, it's those guys, you know, the offense is not good enough. The defense is not as good as last year, and you hear it over and over and over. I'm like, hey, guys, they're 12-0, you know. They've lost one regular season game in 2 years. What do you really want? I do think they played down the competition, though, Mike, the last couple of games, and I think that will go away on Saturday. And from Saturday on, I think we see the best edition and the best version of Georgia that we're going to see.
Ness, what do you think about Jaden Daniels' health? I know LSU's star quarterback, you know, he was seen in a boot, I think, earlier in the week and all of that stuff. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. He's a bigger guy, and when he's played, they've been really good. But I just don't know if he's going to be completely healthy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's that healthy this time of year, Carl. You know, I told somebody the other day, Gary and I aren't 100%. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
You know, everybody's butt starts dragging about this time of year, and you know, if he's dragging his leg, it's not going to help them. But you know, I think he'll be ready to go, and when he's healthy, you know, that stretch that he had. Ole Miss, Alabama, the Florida game before that, he's spectacular. And I go way back with him when he was a freshman. We did the Sun Bowl. It wasn't the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, and I don't remember right. Who the sponsor was. But he was a freshman, you know, out in Arizona State, and he was really spectacular as a freshman. And then he kind of took a couple years back. I don't know if it was his coaching or whatever, but when he got at LSU and won the job, he's their offense. I mean, you know, obviously what he can do with his legs, and that's the key if he's 100% healthy, but he's their leading rusher. And after that, they got to drop down to Josh Williams, who's an okay player, and John Emery, who seems like he's been there for a long time and is an okay player. But, I mean, you look down the roster, and he's their offense. And if he can get it to the wide receivers, great. If he can run, he'll create some problems for Georgia. But for the most part, they haven't had that many problems with anybody. I think Robbie Ashford ran for maybe 52 yards, but the other mobile quarterbacks that they played, you know, Bo Nix and some of the other guys, didn't really matter. Georgia's just that good defensively, and they'll have a scheme for him, whether he's 100% or 80%.
The Golden Tones of Brad Nessler here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He and Danielson with the call, of course, coming up on Saturday at 4. Tennessee was the only team that held LSU under 100 yards rushing. They want to run the ball. He and his family, Brian Kelly, they want to run it. But Georgia doesn't let anybody run. So is that going to just be the continuation of Georgia stomping their run down?
Yeah, I think so, Mike. You know, Georgia's defense, everybody looks at last year, and they should, because they had five number one picks, you know, to go. I think this defense, personally, I think this defense is better, and I'm not sure why. I just think their cohesiveness, their communication, they only got one. They only got one first-round draft pick, I think, and that's Jalen Carter. So it's not going to be that same kind of deal when the draft rolls around. But these guys, I don't know if it's because they played behind the guys that were so damn good, and now they want to be those guys, but there's something about this group, the way they play together, that I've been really impressed with. And they don't give up much, and they haven't given up more than 22 points to anybody. And LSU's, you know, scoring 32 a game. If they can score 32 a game, they'll scare the heck out of Georgia. But I don't know if they can get to that point or not.
Yeah, it's Brad Nessler, guys. You recognize the voice of the SEC here on Dukes and Bell as we get ready for the SEC championship game down at Mercedes-Benz Saturday. And Ness, the crazy thing is that defense, I've been saying it all year, statistically it's as good, right, as they were last year.
Some of its parts, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they don't have the name brands, but statistically, when you start looking at points given up, yards per carry, and all those kinds of things, it's very similar to what we saw last year. And then here's what's crazy. The Dogs, you know, they're number one in the nation in red zone scoring, guys. We've been complaining all year about scoring. They've only failed to score twice when they've gotten to an opponent's 20-yard line in 66 attempts this year. Ness, that's crazy how good the offense has been, and yet we're still criticizing that the Dogs are not scoring enough.
Yeah, they want 64 touchdowns instead of 43, right, Carl? Mm-hmm. 64 out of 66, that's 97%. I'd take that anytime, especially when their defense is that good against the opponents in the red zone. So you add those two things together, it's not a bad deal. But, yeah, they're, you know, a point difference from a year ago, and I think it's 1.8 yards difference overall yards allowed from last year. So when you look at it statistically, like I said, and you just said too, not the same big name guys, but these guys are going to be big name guys once everything's said and done.
Right. It's Brad Nessler with us, guys. He's got the call on CBS. You got four guys going to run the ball, three tight ends you can throw it to. You know, I mean, the only, I guess, area that you can complain about, and Kirby has over the course of the season, is more explosive plays with wide receivers.
Yeah.
But then you see Ladd McConkey doing his thing. And then, you know, as Carl alluded to, Brad, Stetson Bennett just, you know, all of a sudden he just scrambles for 20 yards and gets in the end zone or makes a play. They just got all the weapons.
Yeah, you know, last couple games, Stetson, you know, hasn't had the kind of numbers. I mean, he threw two touchdowns against Georgia Tech, and that's good enough. But his yardage is above last year. And if he has one of these hot games and kind of goes through the playoffs and keeps rolling, he might end up with the same numbers as a year ago. I think he's a better quarterback this year than he was last year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, statistically, you can throw that crap out the window. I mean, he's 26-3 as a starter, and if you go back to that Arkansas game that DeJuan Mathis started and he took over, that's 27-3 over 30-game stretch. That ain't bad.
Ness, did you see or talk with Coach Saban after the game, or the way his face looked? I love his line after the game, "You should see the other guy." But did you have a chance to visit with Coach after that?
Not afterwards. Jenny did, but I didn't. But, you know, we were laughing about it. I said he needed Ferdy Pacheco over there on the sideline, a cut man or somebody. You know, I didn't know what happened, and Jenny said once somebody's shoulder pad hit him in the face or whatever, and I go, you know, that Nick's always been thin-skinned, so that's, you know, the blood comes to the surface. And no, I got the same problem. You can't hit me in the arms, and all of a sudden I'm bleeding. You know, my cat will bite me, and I bleed immediately. So old guys, that happens to you. Your skin gets closer. The blood vessels get closer to the skin, and the skin gets closer to the air. And you guys will figure that out in the next 10 years.
Yeah, again, once again, cat violence comes up in the show. We had a story about that earlier. Brad Nessler's with us.
I mean, I almost had blood coming out of my fingernails when I heard you say that you wanted to trade for Lamar Jackson. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Thank you.
No, but you understand, this is just to get a rise out of Squid Billy. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to go about Aaron Rodgers. That'll be my next one to jump onto for the trade.
No, I'm glad Bo jumped in there because I almost drove off the road. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Well, you could trade a first rounder or Kyle Pitts. I'll hang up and listen. It's Ness with us. Yeah. Hey, by the way, for the rest of the playoff, we feel that USC's probably got the closest shave, maybe TCU against you think we're going to see chalk, or you think we're going to have some upsets this weekend?
I thought the upsets would have already happened, actually. And after watching USC last weekend,
I know Utah beat them by a point, but I don't think they'll beat them. I don't think they can beat them again. Mm-hmm. And Kansas State, I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about those guys.
Right.
I mean, I give them credit because their coach has done an unbelievable job and just to get them there. But I think it's going to hold serve right now from here on out. I thought everything would have happened in the last 2 weeks. Now I'm not so sure.
Ness, I want to get your thoughts before we let you go on this college football playoff expansion. You know, the Rose Bowl was holding out. They got that resolved. They're saying it's going to, you know, accumulate an additional $450 to $500 million with 12 teams in a playoff that's going to start in 2024. I know the landscape of college football is changing, but I think it's good for college football. And I'm wondering, for a guy that's been around it as long as you have and being the voice of the SEC, what do you think about it?
Well, the first thing, Kyle, that I would think about is I go back. Oh, I don't even want to go back that far. But when it was BCS and all of that, and it still created havoc
right.
with the Rose Bowl, you know, God bless the granddaddy of them all, and may Keith Jackson rest in peace. But I would have told the Rose Bowl to pound sand a long time ago on this deal.
Right on.
And so I think they knew that they're either coming around or they're going to be lost in the shuffle.
Right.
Now, if they can accommodate them, you know, however they want it done, but I think it's just you're part of the package, you're not part of the package.
Right.
And, you know, so I don't know if I have anything else to say because I'm probably not going to be part of the package, you know, on the 12-team playoff. So, you know, I can say whatever I want now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's good. I think it's great. You know, get six conference champs in there and six at large and whatever you'll get. I still think no matter what happens with 12 teams, there's going to be about half that many that can really win it all, to be honest with you.
Right.
Now, it's not like the NCAA tournament. It's not like March Madness. You get a group of five guys that are seniors or something, St. Peter's, whoever, you know, you can make a run and you can beat a bunch of guys that are 18 years old.
Right.
Getting college football, I don't think it's going to change that much on who's going to be there and who's not going to be there.
I tell you, you always got a spot here, Ness. You know, Dukes and Bell and Ness.
No doubt.
Got a nice ring to it.
The voice just adds something.
Yeah. Well, I had my first cocktail before you guys called, so that's probably why.
Hey, join us at Twin Peaks tomorrow. Get an early audition.
Yeah, we get it in.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
well, have a great call, brother.
Thanks, Brad. We appreciate you, man, and we'll be watching.
Okay, guys. Great talking to you. Let's have a great championship weekend.
Thanks, Ness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.